Press Review on Radio Yulmi.
Good morning, Yulmini. It's 9:41 on November 19. This is a cloudy day. Unfortunately, this is a clear sign that the winter is coming, as UK already experienced in these days. I'm Sabrina Giorgi, and here with me there is Ayelen with her Spanish Press Review. Hi, Ayelen.
Hola, Sabrina. Así es. Hoy día, más tarde, estaremos contando las principales noticias que están marcando la pauta el día de hoy en español.
Okay, the important topics of my press review in English are in Italy, politics, this is a very familiar topic, and then sport with tennis, Sinner triumph in Turin, Buffon revelation for Corriere della Sera, Nations League, Italy is second at the quarterfinal after its loss against France. Again, Russia, Ukraine, and the relationship with the USA and UK with the winter is coming. Okay, so this is Radio Yulm, and remember to follow us on 331-1438923 and on our social media, Instagram and TikTok, on the name Radio Yulm. I'm Sabrina, and here with me there is Ayelen, and this is the press review from Radio Yulm. Start off with Italian politics. Double victory by center-left by Corriere della Sera. This is the first title on the first page. PD won in Umbria with 51.2% represented by Stefania Proietti, and reconfirmed itself in Emilia-Romagna with 56.8% by Michele De Pascale. Lega lost votes by Fratelli d'Italia kept still. In Umbria, Umbria was historically red and now on the left again. 11-3 is the final result on the left and right, and Elly Schlein believes in her plan. As the title from Libero, Schlein feels premier already. In 5 years, shifted from the Lega type of green to Schlein green hope. Premier Giorgia Meloni never had higher expectation regarding Emilia-Romagna, but was very positive for Umbria, even though Donatella Tesei wasn't the favorite. Yesterday was definitely the most important day for Schlein since the beginning of her captaincy in PD. However, regional elections don't weigh that much on country as the Premier Party does. And rarely local stories on can affect all nations. Two slaps to the right from the half-empty polls. This is the first title from Il Fatto Quotidiano. But now let's cut to the Pascale interview by TG La7 yesterday, right after the election.
Spero di poter incontrare Giorgia Meloni già nei prossimi giorni e lo dico insieme, fare un cambio di passo, riguarda anche me, non c'è arroganza, non c'è voglia di scontro politico, c'è solo voglia di dare una risposta a chi la notte non dorme appena sente un allerta meteo.
This was De Pascale said about his election. He wants to confront itself with Giorgia Meloni against and regarding the meteo and all the devastating tragedy that it's causing. Also, politics, Landini out of Meloni. This is a title from Libero that certainly stands out more in Italian, but it's about what he said against Meloni recently in Bologna, since he was accusing her to be fascist and then asking her for help. Let's go to sport. The dark evil, Chagall, Totti, my devoted friends. From Corriere della Sera, this is Buffon, a 46-year-old goalkeeper that he played for Juventus, Italian and PSG. He confesses to Corriere della Sera how he felt, panic attacks, depression, healing. Those are the key words that he said. And also he thanks to Chagall, Den Totti, Agnelli, Moggi, Cassano, Ilario D'Amico, Cristiano Ronaldo and his bets. Then tennis, Sinner triumphed in Turin. He won the tournament, NITO ATP Finals this weekend. He was undefeated. He never lost a set. And this is the seventh success that he did this year. But he said, "I can do better. It's amazing enjoying the victory with the family." Now he's preparing itself from Davis Cup in Malaga. The first title from Corriere dello Sport is the best. A simple word that can describe his year, this year, this 2024. And "Mama, I'm having fun." This is from Gazzetta. He also says that to his family and thanks them to be present for from in his career. Then let's cut to his interview from Tennis TV after his win in NITO ATP Finals. This is a post-match interview, and let's cut to it.
I don't know. I just try to understand, you know, whatever works best for each opponent. You know, trying to play my best possible tennis I can, and yeah, that's. I think was the key. Obviously, you know, it was a very high level tournament from my side. You know, at times I couldn't play better, so I'm very happy.
Now, Nations League with Rabiot that opens the game and did two goals in Italy-France that ended up 1-3 for France. Italy won't be the first at quarterfinal, but it has a second place, and now. In Italy, Cambiaso did a goal and Vicario's autogol made the third goal from France possible. About Inter, Liverpool wants to run, but he'd rather be in Italy. Premier sounds good, but he loves San Siro and his teammates black and blue. So he's staying here in Milan. Now, UK, first snow expected to bring power cuts, travel chaos, and busy A and I departments from falls. The white stuff now in the north is due to heat the south too. So this is what happened in UK when the cold caused the disaster at the Nations. We will have a little break with a song, Humans by The Killer, and this is Radio Yulm, and I'm coming back right after. Stay tuned.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord, are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. Are we human?
Humans by The Killer. This is Radio Yulm and I'm doing the press review. I'm Sabrina and remember to follow us on our social media and contact us on 331-14-38923. Let's turn back to our main topic, which is the war Russia-Ukraine in relation to the rest of the world. As a matter of fact, we have the title from Corriere della Sera, "Yes to Raid in Russia, Putin Attacks Biden, Iksan Incendiary." In fact, Biden happens to say okay to Putin attacks. And President Joe Biden gives his okay to Kiev to use American raids MGM-140 attacks. This is the name of the raids. Moscow is ready to defend from attacks, but the time is very important. Two years ago, Vladimir Putin discovered a strong Occident ready to fight back and very close to itself. Biden helped by the UK created the UA and also UK created a sense of urge, and Ukraine was never left apart, neither or obligated to give up. So Kiev soldiers resisted and organized their team, demonstrating that their beliefs in being Ukraine is very important and they don't want to be considered Russian anymore. Another title from Il Fatto Quotidiano: Macron and Starmer follow Biden about raid. Those are supporting Biden. The Prime Minister Starmer talks about it, saying that Britain is expected to supply Storm Shadow missiles for use by Ukraine on target in Russia, now that the US President Joe Biden has agreed to do the same for the similar American long-range attacks weapon. Keir Starmer said the UK recognizes its need to double down on its support from Ukraine. And now let's hear what the Prime Minister said in his interview.
I'm at the G20 with one message, which is that we must double down on our support for Ukraine. Tomorrow is day 1,000 of the conflict. That's 1,000 days of aggression from Russia and 1,000 days of sacrifice from Ukraine. So that is my clear message here. It's number one on my agenda. Obviously, I'm not going to get into operational details because the only winner, if we were to do that, is Putin, and I'm not prepared to do that.
Also, Donald Trump Jr., son of Donald Trump, accused the military industry complex of wanting to get World War III going. But the US retained an effective veto on their use because it supplies a guidance system. Repeated lobbying by the UK had failed to shift the US position, which began to soften only after the election victory of Trump. Ukraine wants to be able to strike barracks, fuel and logistic hubs and hard bases deeper inside Russia to blunt Moscow's relentless attack on their country. Russia, by contrast, is able to strike against Ukraine anywhere in any target possible. Another title from The Guardian is UK expected to follow us in letting Kiev use a missile to attack Russia. And this is basically what we just said. And Putin gets faster. He's trying the last assault by Libero. Of course, he's trying to defend himself. The drama of predictability to resist is to live by Il Foglio Quotidiano. We can't allow Putin to win. This is the first page from Daily Mirror. And now, in a moment, I will pass the flow to my colleague Ayelen with her part in Spanish. This was our press review in English. And now on Radio Yulm, you will hear Ayelen.
Radio Yulm.
Play.
Soy Ayelen Ortega y ahora vamos con la comparación de las páginas principales y de los principales titulares de la radio Bio Bio, el diario Bio Bio, el diario Emol y el diario La Tercera. En cuanto a Bio Bio, uno de los principales títulos es que más de 100.000 y 8 pisco sours es la cuenta que pagó Monsalve en restaurante donde llevó a su denunciante. También, en cuanto al deporte, Ricardo Gareca asume que su continuidad en La Roja está en riesgo, donde señala que solo contemplo ganar ante Venezuela. Y en cuanto a la parte internacional, se señala que departamentos de justicia de Estados Unidos forzaría a Google a vender Chrome, acusando de monopolio de buscadores. Por otro lado, en cuanto a la tercera, se señala que le dije que no podía negociar con la otra parte. La declaración de José Sepúlveda a la fiscalía, donde detalló contacto con la denunciante de Monsalve. Mientras que, tras molestias en la derecha, alcalde electo del Partido Republicano echa pie atrás luego de respaldar a Claudio Rego. Mientras tanto, fallecen siamesas que esperan cirugía en UCI de Hospital Calvo Mackenna, y Festival de Viña del Mar 2025 reveló los primeros nombres de los artistas. En cuanto al diario Emol, se señala que el gobierno abre ofensiva contra Monsalve tras opacidad de gira presidencial y apunta a encapsular críticas en el subsecretario. También aquí se vuelve a aparecer la noticia del fallecimiento de las siamesas de 6 días que esperaban cirugía en el Hospital Calvo Mackenna. También en la parte internacional se señala que Rusia lanza advertencia por uso de misiles de largo alcance, donde solo empeorará el futuro de Ucrania, se señala. Y en cuanto a la parte de deportes, movidas en Colo-Colo, la oferta del club de Brian Cortés, los puestos que quiere reforzar Almirón y el jugador ofrecido a la UC. Recordemos que Colo-Colo está haciendo la planificación del año 2025, donde los jugadores que hasta ahora ha señalado el técnico Jorge Almirón que salen del plantel son Leonardo Glil, Guillermo Paiva, Emiliano Amor, Ramiro González, Gonzalo Castellani, y aún hay casos de otros jugadores que están por resolverse. Mientras tanto, uno de estos también es Brian Cortés, que si bien el plantel de Colo-Colo quiere que siga, el jugador Cortés quiere irse al extranjero. Recordemos que su contrato ha terminado y hasta el momento no tiene avances de renovación. De hecho, hay posibles equipos con los que se ha estado relacionando en el medio, que son Boca Juniors de Argentina y León de México. Mientras esto se define, Almirón ya definió los puestos que tienen como prioridad para reforzar en el mercado de los fichajes. Un defensa central, un centro delantero y volante creativo en el caso de Carlos Palacio no siga formando parte del plantel. Esta es la revisión de prensa en español de Radio Yulm. Ahora una breve pausa y volvemos.
I want to break free. I fall.
Want to Break Free. Recuerden de seguirnos en nuestras redes sociales, Instagram, y de escribir al número 331-1438-923, o también nos pueden encontrar en www.radioyul.it. Festival del Viña del Mar 2025. Como señalé anteriormente, se revelaron los primeros nombres de este evento musical y televisivo, uno de los más importantes de América Latina y, en resumen, el más importante de Chile, el cual se llevará a cabo durante 6 noches en la Quinta Vergara de la comuna de Viña del Mar entre el domingo 23 y viernes 29 de febrero. Este evento es producido por el canal de Mega y la productora Bizarro, el cual tendrá como presentadores a Karen Dogenbailer y Rafael Araneda, han confirmado que los artistas Marc Anthony, Carlos Vives, Miriam Hernández, Sebastián Yatra, Hatch, Vasilos y Duki serán parte de la parrilla de este famoso festival. Recordemos que Marc Anthony se presentará por 4ª vez consecutiva, muy por el contrario del artista Duki, el cual será la primera vez en este gran escenario. Además, este viernes 22 se revelarán más artistas que conformarán parte de este festival, por lo cual tienen que estar atentos a lo que se estará revelando durante los próximos días. Y para finalizar, una noticia que está marcando la pauta y que es bastante triste para el público chileno, es que las siamesas toracofalópagas Tamara y Daphne han fallecido el día de ayer debido a la compleja condición que presentaron desde el momento de su nacimiento, quienes esperaban por una cirugía en la UCI del Hospital Luis Calvo Mackenna. Recordemos que estas siamesas nacieron prematuras con 30 semanas de gestación y eran conectadas por su hígado. La causa de muerte declarada por el Hospital Calvo Mackenna es debido a que a una falla respiratoria hipoxémica secundaria a las complicaciones derivadas de su condición de base en el contexto de una patología de alta complejidad. La madre de las siamesas, en este caso, se había trasladado desde Chillán, región del Ñuble, hasta la capital del país debido a los fuertes dolores en su embarazo. Ahora sigue con nosotros porque esta reseña estampa no se ha acabado. Volvemos en breve.
Radio U.
Your way to play. This was our Brass Review in English and Spanish, like every Tuesday. I'm Sabrina, and here with me there is
Ayelen.
And this was the end of our program. So thanks for having to listen to us, and thanks to Pietro at the mixer and anyone who helped us today. This is Press Review, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Press Review on Radio U.